still may be some time. Fly me away to the bright side of the moon and meet me on the other side. You are listening to Psychic 101 right here on bbsradio.com. Can you guess, can you tell from the intro song what our topic might be? Dreamweaver, giving you a little hint. Been dreaming any weaves lately out there? Or is it weaving any dreams? Weaving any dreams out there. Well, I would think that maybe Gary Wright, who wrote Dreamweaver, maybe never thought that song would intro a psychic talking about dreams, but here you go. Thanks for the song, Gary. His song goes, I've just closed my eyes again, climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train, flying high to the starry skies, or maybe to an astral plane. Dream, baby, dream. We are talking about sleep and the dreams that live there. I am Karen Tallcat Conley, third generation psychic medium. Every second and fourth Monday, I aspire to inspire you with no-nonsense wisdom and refreshingly real radio. I'm coming to you from Pecos, New Mexico, deliciously mysterious location, near the river and deep in the woods. If you are going to be in the Santa Fe area, perhaps on Saturday, August the 1st, I'd love to see you at Talking with the Dead. It's an event I'm hosting at Santa Fe Soul Health and Healing Center, a gorgeous artistic center that offers so much variety in the way of teaching, health, and healing. Talking with the Dead is the ever-popular gallery-style mediumship demonstration that I offer, similar to the John Edwards presentations. Tickets are available on Karen, Tallcat with a K, Conley.com, or at the door at Santa Fe Soul on Rodeo Drive. That's Saturday, August the 1st. If anyone is listening is new to Psychic 101, here is the informal format of the show. I'll be discussing and teaching the topic of the altered state of dreaming and how to access information from there. Now, you're welcome to call in with a question on the topic or a comment or even to ask for a sample reading. I get back on track really easily, so you're not interrupting if you call in. Here's the number for Station 1. Worldwide, 888-815-9756. 815-9756. That's the toll-free worldwide number for Station 1. Couple of tips from calling in if you do. Landline is better reception than a cell phone. And if you're on the computer, sort of sit back from the screen when you call and lower the volume just a bit. Once again, the number is 888-815-9756. As you regular listeners know, I just love to hear from you guys out there, so please do call, take a chance, and give the tall one a call. Yeah, baby. Once again, it's 888-815-9756, right on the front page of BBS if you didn't have a pen or didn't catch it. Did you know, in reference to our topic of dreaming, that Paul McCartney dreamed the melody of Yesterday, still deemed the number one hit by Rolling Stone since 1963? Did you know that Abraham Lincoln dreamed of his own death? He saw a figure laying in bed while mourning loved ones gathered around in his dream. In the dream state, he asked, who died in the White House? A voice replied, "The president. He was killed by an assassin." Marie Antoinette dreamed of a red sun and a pillar. The sun rose and then suddenly set. This preceded her death. Robert Louis Stevenson, somebody I've always really dug and thought was cool, believed his best stories came from his dreams. He actually revised plays and stories and dreamed of writing block breakthroughs in his sleep. So you see, the mysterious dreaming potential that we have can deliver battle plans, new ideas, creative solutions, and even premonitions. The dreaming mind is the repository of extraordinary information. It is the place revelations come from, a remarkable tool that operates on the edge of creativity. Now, I have always been a vivid dreamer. I often had nightmares as a child, and I taught myself, because I needed to, how to change the outcome of the dreams while the dream was happening. I personally love the freedom and uncensored flow of dreams. I want to mention right here, before we go on, Dr. Judith Orloff, because her wonderful book, Emotional Freedom, that's her most recent book, has the most fascinating, interesting, and informative chapter on dreams and sleep, which gave me the idea to bring this subject to you. I recommend all of Dr. Orloff's books as resources. She is a wise and graceful writer, and you will gain much from her writing and speaking. Once again, if you want to call in with a comment, if you got a question, if you want a sample reading even, go ahead and call. The magic number is 888-815-9756. Let your fingers do the walking. Give the tall one a call. Now, as I was saying, dreams can save you eternities of time in trying to figure out the meaning of your emotional state. Dreaming highlights what liberates you and what does not. The dream state allows us to replenish ourselves with imagery, energy, and insights that would require much more effort when awake. You know, sleeping and dreaming actually gives your spirit room to roam. Every night, just think of it, every night we get to wiggle out of our restrictive physical form and we fall asleep and are free of the mundane world as well as linear time. It's so cool because sleeping is a socially correct, acceptable form of altered state and a sacred, holy place. The awareness of everyday life and the world itself are both suspended when we sleep. In fact, when you need to make a decision, try thinking less and sleeping more. That's right. Think less, sleep more. Let what seems unsolvable marinate in your subconscious. When you go to sleep, this is the reason it works that way. When you go to sleep, your spirit wakes up, but your ego goes to sleep. Isn't that so cool? What an open doorway to amazing, incredible information. Now, you may think that you never dream or simply cannot remember your dreams. This is really common with men, but I see it in my clients and women as well. But the truth is, we can train ourselves to travel easily to our dreams and back again. Once again, I want to give the phone number if you guys want to call in for a comment or a reading. Or if you just want to say, hey, that's so cool because the show just isn't the same without my callers coming in on the line. That number is 888-815-9756 to talk to the tall one. Comment, question, or even a sample reading. I'm here to serve. So, as I was saying, when you need to make a decision, do this. Try thinking less and sleep more, because the unsolvable will marinate in your subconscious while you're sleeping. I think most of us know this when we're children. Intuitively, naturally, we're aware of this in our sleep space. And as we get older and more involved with the lifestyle of surviving in the world, we tend to rely more on our intellect in our waking state than we do in our sleep space. So when you go to sleep, yes, your spirit wakes up, but the ego goes to sleep. What a relief. Oh, my God, what a great thought. You may think you never dream, or you can't remember your dreams. Now, we can train ourselves to travel easily to our dreams and back. However, Jack Kerouac, the author, said, I like to sleep so I can tune into the big show, because in dreaming, you can see farther ahead. In fact, in the dream state, you can see all the way into infinity, baby. That's absolutely true. Now, my hubby, my dear hubby Michael, used to say, Tall Cat, you get to see and know all these amazing things. I can't even remember my dreams. I got what he was saying, and I understood the feeling that he had. People often say this to me when I'm working with them, my clients, you know, it's so easy for you. You get to see and know all these amazing things. Why not me, you know? Well, it's there for you, and you can access it, awake, both awake and asleep. Here are some of the reasons dreams are not recalled in the morning. And by the way, recalled or not, your dreaming still serves a wonderful purpose in your body, your spirit, and your mind. I think you would have to say, if you thought about it, that this has happened to you. Have you ever had the most amazing dream and felt absolutely sure that you'd remember this one? Absolutely positive you'd remember this one, only to wake up and it is gone. It's evaporated and, alas, forgotten. Why the heck does that happen? What is the deal with that? It's so frustrating. Well, here's what actually is the reason for this evaporation of dreams when you wake up and it's forgotten, even when you're sure that you're going to remember it. The reason you can't recall the dream when you wake up and you're in your waking state during the day, the reason it drifts away like a puff of smoke like that, is because when you're awake, you're attempting to capture that dream with linear, straight thought. And it doesn't work that way. I remember last show I was talking to you about how the loaves and the fishes happened. It happened, the exponential expansion of the fish and the bread happened because there was an exponential mathematical equation rather than a straight mathematical equation. This is similar with the dream state. You simply can't recall or capture dreams and their meaning with linear, straight intellectual thought. We best remember our dreams with intuitive thought, which is totally coming from a different place. I'm going to shout out again the number if you guys want to call in, because it gets lonely without my callers, and I really want to talk to you. The number is 888-815-9756. If you got a question, a comment, or you want a sample reading, give me a call. You're not throwing me off, because I get back on track really easy. So give the tall one a call. As I was saying, it's being awake that actually dampens your ability to capture intuitive thought. Because we're absorbed with day-to-day actions and responsibilities, getting to work on time, etc., it can dampen your ability to capture intuitive thought that happened in the dream state. That's why it evaporates so quickly. You feel it and it floats away, and that frustrating feeling of not being able to get it. Well, when you wake up like that, particularly if you wake up to alarm clock, you begin to think about getting things done, starting your day, talking to other people, and the dream recovery simply disappears. I personally believe, and kind of really know, that the jarring sound of an early morning alarm clock really interferes with the memory of your dreams. Since most of us, probably most every darn one of us, use an alarm clock and are off and running from the moment it goes off, just how does one capture a dream? Well, here's some suggestions for you. Try not to get up quite so fast. In fact, deliberately try to linger in what's called the hypnagogic state. This is an altered state of mind which occurs between being awake and being asleep. It happens when your consciousness is in a certain part of your brain that is a different location from when you're awake. It's similar to meditation. Now, you might have noticed flashes of insight, large or small, often occur really easily. Things come to you, ideas, answers, or certain feelings about emotional content or things that are coming up in your life. You might even feel something is approaching on your timeline when you're in the hypnagogic state. You may have noticed flashes, just quick, sort of, I call them just flashes, visuals, thoughts, impressions, images. They occur very easily just before waking up and falling asleep. This is like the most fertile ground for getting in touch with the real deep reality of life. Because here, in the hypnagogic state, your consciousness actually straddles two worlds. That is amazing to me, that in this state of mind, when your consciousness resides in a particular part of your brain, you're actually straddling between two worlds. I don't think there's anybody that hasn't taken a nap on a Saturday afternoon and experienced that feeling of just sort of drifting between two places. It's really free flow. It's really liberated, and it's really quite wonderful. And all you need to do is tune into when that's happening, because this is a rich, fertile ground for you to tap into things that are important to you, things that you may not even be fully conscious of or important to you. Hello, we have a caller on the line. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Cat, how you doing?
I'm good. Who am I talking to?
Helena.
Hi, Helena. What can I do for you?
Hi, got a question, or see what you get about it. Yesterday, I was at a conference, and I kind of came out of the closet, and a different closet, not that one, but the other one, where
yeah.
I told people about a green entertainment concept I'm ready to launch, and this is going to force me to get moving on it and do it. And I was just wondering if you pick up anything about it and any advice about it.
Absolutely, Helene. First, let me ask you, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from northern New Jersey, right by New York City.
Ah, you're a Jersey girl.
Well, I'm a New York girl, but I live here now.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, here's what I'm picking up from your energetic field around you. I have to ask you this. Have you had any dreams along the line of this project?
I haven't. You know, it's funny. Sometimes I can really dream a lot, but the past few years, I've been really dormant with
okay.
dreams.
Well, be sure and hang in for the rest of the show, because I'm going to show you how to open that door and turn that back on. And here's why it's important
right.
for you to do that. You have had what I see as I call it a light bulb moment. You have
mm-hmm.
this creative pop about this green project. And yes, sustainability and green projects there's a lot of them out there. But everything about your project, Helene, has a glow of light over it. This project is part of, I would even go so far as to say it's part of the reason, tied in with the reason on why you're here, your purpose on being on the planet. And you're just now
mm-hmm.
approaching that time when you're going to really be fully embodying a lot of the reason you came to this location in the first place. This project looks like it is absolutely going to take off. But as far as the takeoff goes, we're going actually seeing as an airplane about ready to take off on a runway.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it takes a while before they actually lift off when you're
yeah.
flying on an airline? The feeling
yeah, yeah.
I have with you is that you're in. Still there?
I am. I'm here.
Okay. I heard a noise. The feeling I have about you is that you're about to take off, lift off on this idea. I see that there are 2 to 3 other people that are possibly going to be joining in with you on this. I see that money is going to come to you through this. It isn't going to be like a lotto winning at the get-go, but it's going to begin to bring in income, which is very good. Are you currently working at a regular full-time job?
I'm currently writing, and I work 2 part-time jobs.
Okay. I have to tell you that you are beginning to step into the area that is going to really catapult you forward in the way that you've been looking for. The writing ability, the interest that you have in writing, I'm so glad you mentioned it, because part of what I see is that you're going to need a certain kind of a, and also your dreams are going to help you in this. In order for this project to take off, you're going to need an ability to, it's not exactly advertising, but you need this kind of thing to get the attention of people about what you're doing. You need a sort of a jingle, you know what I mean? Like a phrase, a catchphrase, a statement that is like a mission statement as to where you're going and what your work is about, even if that's just your own private mission statement. Because you're going to be, what I see, you're going to actually have some interviews with some local media, and I also see you getting a opportunity to interview in a local magazine. This is the beginning of you getting your persona out into the public. And you did indeed step out of the closet. You've been kind of reclusive for a couple of years, haven't you?
Yeah, for maybe about 7 or 8. Yeah.
And this is what you had is the spirit world sort of tapping you on the shoulder that it's time to come out. There was nothing wasted about that time that you were in the reclusive state. You know, that we all need time to go into the cave, so to speak. And while you were there, things were sort of germinating and sprouting and taking root. Now your plant's beginning to break through the surface, your project and your dream. I want to encourage you that when you hit resistance, because you will hit some resistance and some obstacles, it does not, those obstacles and that resistance, don't confuse that with don't think that the obstacles and resistance are guidance coming to you to let it go and not pursue it. The obstacles and challenges are part of the adventure of getting there. And very soon, I see it looks like another female is going to be interested in helping you in some way. Do you have a roommate? Do you have a person that shares your living space?
No, it's just my cat.
I see somebody that may actually be such a good match with you. Doesn't mean you have to share living space, but you would be comfortable sharing living space. And this is going to be sort of a person for you to bounce ideas off of back and forth, because I see you like sitting across from each other, almost like tossing a ball back and forth. And you are in a very creative time of your life. It isn't without resistance or challenge, but this is your baby. Do you do landscaping and have something to do with the earth and plants?
Landscaping, no.
Green thumb?
But you, I'm sorry?
Green thumb?
No. It's more than an entertainment, music and spoken word.
Oh, I see. This is something you do with your writing, isn't it?
Well, that and singing.
I see. Here's an idea. How about combining this new idea of yours with that ability you have to project out to an audience? And you do have an ability to do it, and I know you know this. You have an ability to charismatically capture the attention of a group of people. This is going to be so helpful for you in this new project, and you need to get a name for it really soon. A name that carries
name
a symbolism
statement.
To you of some kind.
Yeah. I have those. They came to me. It was, yeah.
Have you got a name in mind?
Yeah. We have the name, and I bought the URL, too. Well, the domain, rather. Green Cabaret.
Oh, I love it. Love it. It sounds very joyous and upbeat, and you know what's good about Green Cabaret? It's really unique. You got away with the words, girl. But what's unique about Green Cabaret, sustainability and this topic tends to be a little bit, sometimes comes on a little strong, like really important, serious. Green Cabaret has a vibe to it that's joyous. I love it.
Love
it. And it has, you know, your music tied in with this and your spoken ability is what's going to help you get into the limelight and get the attention of the public. You're on to something. I really see that you're on to something, and definitely pursue this. Don't let discouragement or anything else get in your way, because you got something going on.
Yeah, see, up until now, it's been more in my head, a little bit out, but yesterday was a really major step. So, and, you know, I have to thank you last week for playing Michael Franti. Hello, bonjour. What a mood, and so energizing. Thank you.
Oh, Michael is so wonderful. I just recently discovered him. I did an expo last weekend, and the year before they had him attend that particular expo. Mm-hmm. And I found his music, and I was like, oh, this is a joyous being. I love this.
Yes.
And that,
yes.
Oh, I don't play any music unless I meditate on it first. So that came to you for some reason.
Oh, big time, because I went out and I got this CD, and we were at a conference, and we played it for everybody.
You know, you operate a lot like I do. When I teach and when I do workshops, I incorporate music and movement with it.
Yeah.
And the reason I do that is when we move and when we let go of our inhibitions and we really just express ourselves and just be happy with the music, we open up. You got a great combination there to deliver your project through this kind of upbeat, musical, happy, joyous vibration.
Yeah.
It's good, girl. Please stay tuned for the rest of the show, because we're going to be talking about tapping into your sleep space and how to actually use that to draw ideas and creativity to you. And you're in a very fertile time, so this would really be good for you.
Gorgeous. Thanks, Talkat. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad you called. Please do call me back and let me know how it's going.
I will do.
Or drop me an email. You can find the email on the show info site.
Okay? Yeah.
I can't wait to hear about you.
Cool.
Thanks for calling. So, where were we? What was I saying? Oh, we were talking about how this, between the state of awake and asleep, is so potent and so helpful. Looks like we got a caller on the line. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm good. Who am I talking to?
My name is Jeanette, and I'm calling from Nova Scotia, Canada.
Oh, I have so many listeners in Canada.
Do you really? I'm so grateful to have
got
gotten
through
to you.
We've got a vibe going up in Canada for some reason. And what can I do for you?
Well, I was wondering if you could pick up anything for me. I feel as though I'm going through a real transformational time. And I'm trying to get direction in a career or my purpose. And can you pick anything from my energy that might give me some kind of direction or what I'm here for and what's coming up for me this year?
Absolutely, Jeanette. Here's the first thing I want to say before I move into what I see in your energy is stay tuned for the rest of the show, because this dream weaving, this dream state, you are transforming, and when you're in a period like that, you can tap into some deep stuff a whole lot faster in your sleep space. But here's what I see in your energetic field around you. You are indeed, absolutely, every which way you turn, everything is changing. And I have to tell you, there are so many of my clients that come to me. I just worked an expo last weekend, and I saw a load of people. And so many people are in the midst of not just transformation, but transformation on all levels. And it kind of correlates with the fact that the whole planet is in transformation. So what's going on with you in particular is you're about to step out of, it looks, when I look at your timeline, it seems as though you've come through a period that, if you looked back at it, it would seem like you're almost treading water, or in other words, you weren't really moving forward particularly strongly. But you are about to totally flip the other way and have a whole lot of opportunities synchronistic opportunities crossing your path. And here's the thing about synchronistic opportunity. They don't always hit you in over the head like a 2x4. Sometimes they're very subtle. And the possibilities and opportunities coming to you right now, particularly within the next 6 months, are going to seem out of the box or uncharacteristic to your nature in some way. At first glance, these opportunities might be, oh no, I could never do anything like that. So the spirit world wants you to know you are changing. Be sure to tune into the possibility of what these opportunities have for you. Don't prejudge or have too many expectations about what might be coming to you. Are you in relationship right now?
No, I am not.
That's coming. It's coming.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful.
One of the most prominent, and I wanted to get to it, you know, quickly, because I do see absolutely relationship energy coming towards you, very, very rewarding. Out of the blue, in an unusual way, you will meet this person. But an emphasis on you being out there, you know, socializing, going out with, even if it's girlfriends, you know, attending events, seeing what's going on in your community. Be out there, because this relationship is right around the corner, my friend. And it has to do with part of what's going to evolve with why you're here and the rest of it. Important that you relax as well. Just relax and go with this, because the universe has got your back right now. And please
do you see anything
for the rest of the show,
that I will be doing as far as work or career, because what I have been doing, I've been laid off, and it really wasn't where I want it to be, and I want to go forth where I can make a difference and serve the light, and I'm just wondering if you are picking up anything, or if Spirit is sharing anything concerning my career or work at this time, or ahead of me.
Yes, here's what I'm picking up. Your job ended in a timely fashion. The layoff was absolutely full of purposeful good. What I'm getting a vibe on is around the area, or it may even be specifically the area of massage, some type of body work, and it's connected to a type of healing. And it, whatever you do, even if it were not massage or body work, I do see you investing in a program that gives you a little bit of training in order to do it. So explore that a little bit. And also listen to the rest of the show about dreaming, because you're going to get some information in your sleep.
Wonderful.
It's going to come to you, I promise you. I'm so glad you called.
Oh, I'm so grateful, and I thank you so much for taking my call, and I hope you have a beautiful evening.
Thank you, Miss Canada. Bye-bye. So, the dreams, mindfully, when you wake up, try to mindfully slow down the wake-up process just a little bit. It takes some practice in today's competitive world, but do bother to do it. The other main reason we lose our dreams is so simple. It's failure to record the dream as a means of preserving the content. In other words, you really got to write it down. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Karen. How are you? Thank you.
I'm good. Who am I talking to?
This is Trish.
Hey, Trish. I know you're calling from New York. Right?
Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. What can I do for you?
Well, the last few months have been kind of chaotic and really like kind of thrown me for a loop, career, real estate, relationship, and I was just wondering if you had any insight.
Well, your chaos is going to wrap up, but it's not going to be, from what I see, at least another 3 months of rocking and rolling. And just know this. There is purposeful good in all of this. You are transforming. Basically, what's happening to you is like remodeling. Everything's being torn down in order to build something new. So sort of just like ride this out and don't try too hard, because it's going to lead you into a new open space that's going to be really, really good.
Okay.
Okay.
My question is about real estate. Should I continue to rent or continue to look for a home?
My feeling when you ask me that question is you need to be able to move at any time, so renting would be a better option for you, because you are really going to be making some changes.
You say that, you have me scared. You sound like Major.
Yeah, but it's good. It's good stuff. I mean, this way you're free. You can easily, you're not tied down to anything. You know, look at it as an adventure. There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with renting when you're in a place like you're in.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling, Trish.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. So remember to see that seeking the dream memory is like a form of prayer, almost a meditation. If you force it or try too hard or get scared you can't remember, it will short-circuit that process of recording the dream in the morning or when you wake up at night. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I was, like, listening to everyone and didn't know if it was me.
Yes, who am I talking to?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I had a question about, like, this live talk show hosting. Like, how do you get on it and stuff?
I'll tell you what to do. Go on Google and type in talk show, radio talk show, and start investigating a little bit online and see what you can find out. And just stay open to what comes to you.
Okay?
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. So as I was saying, you don't force this process of remembering. Just relax, and you'll be more successful in recalling the powerful insights of your dreams. Now, remember my hubby who said you get to see everything and I don't? Well, I taught Michael how to record his dreams as a means of tapping into his own intuition. Now, tapping into your intuition in your sleep is the best training for tapping in while awake in the distractions of the material world. So Michael bought a beautiful deep blue dream journal with a golden half moon on the front cover. He bought a lighted pen and placed these articles at his bedside for easy access during the night or early in the morning. And whenever he woke up after a dream, he made a note about his dream and dated the page. He noticed this. Some of his dreams were based in the setting of sports, recurrent ones. These recurrent dreams of a complicated golf shot carried a relevant message about himself, a significant insight connected to golfing, can you believe it? Other messages were packaged in football strategies and baseball strikeouts or home runs. But once he decided to just go for it and record whatever came in the dream state, the stuff dreams are made of met him more than halfway, because recently, one of his dreams presented exact, nothing short of miraculous, instruction on how to proceed toward a manifestation he was seeking, which was so incredible and brought us a little bundle of prosperity. Now, quite often, Mr. Michael is the dream oracle instead of me. We love it. And he trusts his inner knowing a lot more. Here are the steps to remember your own dreams. Get a dream journal and a pen at the bedside so you don't have to fumble around too much or turn on a light to write it. If you don't have a pen with a light, just use a small flashlight because you'll go back to sleep much easier if you don't turn on the bedside light. Keep the journal private. You could also use a voice-activated recorder instead of writing if you wanted to. Before you sleep, set your intention to remember that dream. Deliberately wake up a little slower and record the dream immediately. Do not edit or censor, no matter what the content is. Now get this. I did this the other night and I got a whopper of an answer. Before you go to sleep and do it tonight, I suggest do it tonight while you're thinking about it. Ask a question about an emotional dilemma or something that concerns you and write it on a piece of paper. Put the paper under your pillow or inside your pillowcase before you sleep, because this formalizes your request. One question a night for the clearest answer. Do it tonight. I guarantee you'll be surprised. Now, there are many dream interpretation books, but I endorse finding your own dream language and vocabulary. You know, I'm into trial and error, baby, and recording. That'll do it. How does one tell if a dream is a bona fide future tense prediction or a psychological expression of anxiety or fear? I wondered about this myself, and here's what I discovered. A true predictive dream will feel as if you are watching a play on a stage. There are vibrant, colorful images, symbols, or sounds. The same undeniable sense of just knowing, the feeling you have when you're awake, will be in the dream. But most importantly, there's an oddly impersonal and unemotional feeling, very detached, very clear, like high-definition TV. You know, 30 years ago, I dreamed a set of visions about frightening earth changes. I dreamed of my ex-husband's future cancer diagnosis. I heard a voice in a dream say, "Lily," which was my six-year-old kitty, "has cancer." No cheerful information there, huh? Yet each of these predictive dreams greatly helped me to acclimate to challenging future events. I gained a little time and the insight to find my personal balance and be a little bit more effective prior to the events. One young lady dreamed of her grandfather telling her from the other side to please wear her seatbelt. His presence in her dream was so vivid and loving that she chose to act on this advice, even though her young friends laughed at her at the time. The day after the dream, however, she was in a serious accident. Others were hurt, but she was not. She was wearing her seatbelt, as her grandfather had told her to. That is the essence of a dream prediction. Important content, which is clear and oddly impersonal. So take constructive action on prediction dreams if it will help you or someone else, but don't waste time feeling guilty or responsible if you can't prevent what transpires. You may not be able to alter the event, but you've been given a window of opportunity to prepare for it. Now, other dreams, in fact, most dreams, function as an outlet for emotional pressures, self-expressions of fears and concerns about our inner selves or life situations. Those majority of dreams are like psychological, but they are no less spiritual than a guidance dream or a prediction dream. They disconnect emotional time bombs caused by trauma or negativity, and they serve to protect you. Did you know that nightmares are meant to set you free from suffering? I read this in Judith Orloff, and I was so liberated by that because I'm a nightmare person. If you simply do not allow a nightmare to intimidate you, I have found from experience that nightmares are oh so helpful in facing issues that repeatedly pull you down. So face them head on and use it, baby. Consider all of your dreams as good, smart, helpful allies. Their advice comes from your intuition and your spirit. All dreams, no matter what type, are special deliveries, packages of wisdom and creativity from the great void. Why do we dream? Have you ever wondered that? I have. We dream to discharge negative energy, resolve conflict, stabilize our biochemistry and our mood. Now, Native American and Aboriginal cultures revere dream time over waking life, even basing tribal law on information obtained there. Some actually believe that when we die, we return to the dream world. The Kalahari Bushmen say, there is a dream, and it is dreaming us. Now, when you dream tonight, remember that your dreams summon advice that goes beyond the intellect, science, and other boundaries. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, is this Tall Cat?
Yes, it's Tall Cat. Who am I talking with?
Oh, hi. My name is James Mitchell. I'm from Buffalo, New York.
Well, welcome, James. What can I do for you?
Well, I've just been listening to your talk on dreams. I've always been quite fascinated with dreams myself. I wanted to say hi and introduce myself. I'm a fellow light worker, and I'm not a psychic, but I don't really have any questions. I just wanted to say hello to you and tell you that I do appreciate what you're talking about. And
I appreciate
that's
that.
That's pretty much it.
I don't really have any questions. Did you say
I'm
you
an
have
actor,
questions?
Actually, yeah.
Okay. What is your question?
No, I don't have any questions.
Oh, you don't have any. I see. I had a little interference there. I understand. I so appreciate your call. And I'm glad to hear that somebody out there is a dreamer and you're tapped into the mysterious goings-on of that fertile ground of dreams. They're so helpful, aren't they?
Yes, I'm especially within the past, I'd say, Well, I've always been very tapped into dreams, but within the past, say, 7 years, I mean, I remember my dreams quite well, and I tend to think that I'm, it's really hard to explain. I don't usually write them down. Sometimes, I mean, I could be writing them down, but I remember them so well that I don't feel like I need to.
Wonderful.
I think that I'm tapping into some sort of alternate reality. That's what I think I'm, or some sort of, because there's so many different timelines or alternate timelines that when you're in a when you're sleeping, I suppose you could go into. Do you know what I'm talking about here?
Yes, oh, I absolutely do. You are able to access in your sleep space past, present, and future, as well as different levels of light, and travel about freely without your body. Every night you get out of your body when you sleep. And you know what I see happening with you? I do believe, because you have always tapped into the dream state very well, that you are moving into exploring avenues such as, you know, different planes of existence, past as well as future possibilities. Also, I see that in the next few months with you, I wouldn't be surprised if you start having dreams that are predictions about what's going on the planet itself, and I would not be surprised at all to hear from you in the near future that you've had contact with benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced beings, in other words, ETs or off-worlders, because these beings are very interested in communicating with us, and you're an open conduit for that. And I so appreciate you calling and saying that you appreciate what I'm doing. I actually needed to hear that tonight. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you very much.
I know that time is very limited, and I just happened to tune into BBS like for the first time tonight. So, you know, perhaps I'll try to keep in touch by email, or if you want to.
Please do. The email is posted up there. It's MrTallCat@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you.
All right. Well, I'll let you get back to your show. I know you don't have too much time left, and I know time is of the essence. So.
Well, I thank you for calling very much. Take care.
You're welcome, Karen. Take care.
All right. Bye. So in wrapping it up, I just want to say to you dreamers out there that when you dream tonight, remember this. Your dreaming is summoning advice that goes way far beyond the intellect, science, and other boundaries. Remember, do it tonight. I really suggest you start right away to ask a question of your own dreams, and then make sure you follow through by acting on the answers. Look into that dream journal, babe, because it is so helpful. You may reach a point where you don't need to write them down anymore. I don't always write them. But it is fabulous training, absolutely. And when I'm in a tight spot, I always do write them down. Now, with practice, everyone can receive information in their dreams. Just ask my husband, Michael. He'll tell you. He didn't think he could. He did not think he could. And he delivered big time, baby. You will, too. There is spirituality to all dreams, whether they are viewed as a way to develop your soul. As long as you view them as a way to develop your soul in a compassionate way. Even the most blood-curdling nightmares that wake you up sweating with your heart pounding, even those are intended to set you free. See them as opportunities. They can only recur if you allow it. The dream world, the magical, mystical dream world, taps a creative world that goes far beyond logic, beyond psychic readings, even by me, and links us with all the different shades of life. Well, I'm going to wrap it up for the evening for you. I'm going to send you out with a little more music. And remember to keep dreaming, baby. Yeah, baby. Bye now.
Hello, this is Karen Tallcat Conley, third generation psychic medium. I hope you will join me Saturday, August the 1st, for Talking with the Dead. This event is a gallery-style mediumship demonstration similar to the John Edwards presentation seen on TV. Experience actual spirit communication from the other side and learn how to connect with loved ones for yourself. That's Saturday, August 1st at Santa Fe Soul. For tickets, go to Karen Tallcat with a K, Conley.com.
Hi, this is Mark O'May. I'm really glad